Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITAM.com and archived on the Society's webpage, c-rs.org. I'm your host, Dean Paloka, bringing you the best in Russian music, and today is Sunday, October 5th, 2014, and we have a great show lined up for you, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to start today's program off with O Maria Mati Boja, and this is for the Feast of the Protection of the Theotokos and the month of October. The Venerable Sister Mariam Teresa Demjanovic moved closer to sainthood yesterday. A beatification ceremony took place yesterday at Newark's Cathedral Basilica of the Sacred Heart, which will move the New Jersey native and ethnic Rus'in onto the final steps before sainthood, the first such rite conducted on U.S. soil. The special mass of beatification will honor Sister Miriam Teresa Demjanovic, a native of Bayonne, New Jersey, who joined the Sisters of Charity. Teresa Demjanovic was born in Bayonne, New Jersey, March 26, 1901, the youngest of seven children of Alexander and Joanna Suchy Demjanovic, Rus'in immigrants to the United States from Bardejo and Kluczo-Zabava in eastern Slovakia, then part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Teresa received baptism, confirmation, and her first Holy Communion at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church in Bayonne. Teresa decided upon her vocation to the Sisters of Charity on December 8, 1924, and planned to enter the Sisters of Charity of St. Elizabeth in February of 1925. But in January of that same year, her father caught cold and died. Consequently, her entrance was delayed until February 11, 1925, the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. Her priest brother, Charles Demjanovic, and two sisters accompanied her to the convent. She received the religious habit on May 17, 1925. Sister Miriam Teresa never received an official transfer of rite. She remained a Byzantine Catholic while serving as a sister in a Roman rite community. While she died only 2 years later at the age of 26, her devotional writings during that time became highly influential in Roman Catholic circles. Her intercession is credited with a medical miracle of curing a blind boy afflicted with juvenile macular degeneration, an eye disease with no known cure. One day, the child was cured after being handed a Sister Demjanovic prayer card and relic and told to take them home and pray with his mother. Her journey to beatification began in 1945 after members of her family petitioned the Bishop of Paterson, New Jersey, to initiate a cause or bid for her sainthood. Saturday's beatification ceremony will be attended by the head of the Vatican's Congregation for the Causes of Saints. Because Sister Demjanovic was raised as a Byzantine Catholic, the Eparchy of Passaic will also attend and jointly celebrate the Mass. For a candidate to be beatified and called blessed, the Vatican must also certify that her intercession has been posthumously responsible for at least one miracle.
Calling.
Even though this broadcast is fully supported by the Carpathia Russian Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, russinradio@c-rs.org. Now enjoy this modern version of a classic, Ivanku, Ivanku. University Tamboritzins, America's premier folk ensemble, will perform on Saturday, November 22nd at 2 p.m. at the West Mifflin Middle School Auditorium, located 81 Commonwealth Avenue in West Mifflin. The Duquesne University Tamboritzins will perform dances and songs from Croatia, Bulgaria, Russia, Armenia, Hungary, Czech Republic, Romania, Macedonia, Serbia, and Ukraine. To get more information about the Duquesne University Tamboritzins performance at West Mifflin Middle School Auditorium on Saturday, November 22nd at 2 p.m., please call David at area code 412-518-0405. Tickets are $15 in advance and $20 at the door, and it's reserved seating only. So the Duquesne University Tamboritzins, Saturday, November 22nd, 2 p.m., West Mifflin Middle School Auditorium. Call David at 412-518-0405. That's David for tickets. 412-518-0405.
From another land, your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
My grandfather and all my uncles and aunts were members of the DCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the GCU functions.
Well, I joined the GCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call. The Greek Catholic Union of the USA, toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. Once again, that is the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. You can also visit them on the web, gcuusa.com, gcuusa.com, or call them at 1-800-722-4428. 4428.
Americký men, robím každý deň, rovno šerachujem keľo, prišporujem keľo, prišporujem na pedu. Rovno šerachujem keľo, prišporujem keľo, prišporujem na pedu. Sami platí kopím, sebe hodí na pedu. Šatí mojo šmatí šaste, sami platí kopím, sebe hodí na pedu. Je prišla peda, mieniš nie treba, paľadu dolari daj, vodeni pohari naše, napijeme na pedu. Paľadu dolari daj, vodeni pohari naše, napijeme na pedu. Naše napili, naše pobili, večare olako ti rano, do roboti taše, prišporuje na pedu. Večare olako ti rano, do roboti taše, prišporuje na pedu. Čekaj, moja počko pošlem, si písmočko pošlem, si ja piatku na bedu. Čekaj, moja počko pošlem, si písmočko pošlem, si ja piatku na bedu.
In part two of our commemoration of the 70th anniversary of the Battle of the Ducal Pass, we look at how the Soviet operational plan called for forces to cross the pass and capture the town of Prešov within 5 days. The operation started on September 8, 1944. It took the Soviets 3 days to take the town of Krosno in southeast Poland. One of the biggest battles in the pass took place northwest of the town of Dukla in Poland. The battle lasted 10 days, and control of the hill changed more than 20 times. The Polish town of Dukla was seized on September 21st. The area of the former Czechoslovak state border, heavily fortified by the Germans, was captured on October 6th. It took almost a month for the Soviet forces to reach Slovakia. The Dukla operation did not end when the Soviet forces took the pass. The combat zone shifted to eastern Slovakia. Elements of the 1st and 4th Ukrainian Front, including the 38th Army, the Czechoslovak 1st Army Corps under the leadership of General Ludwik Svoboda, and the Soviet 1st Guards Army, tried to outflank and push back the German forces. South of the pass and directly west of the village of Dobroslava lies an area which has become known as the Valley of Death. It was here that Soviet and German armor clashed in a miniature reenactment of the Great Tank Battle of Kursk. Soviet and Czechoslovak forces would enter Svidnik on October 28th. A major German fortification position near the pass, Hill 532, called Obshar, would be secured as late as November 25th, 1944. Next week, we will finish our commemoration and history of the Battle of the Dukla Pass. The 33rd Annual Carpatha Rusyn Celebration at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church in Uniontown will take place on Sunday, October 26th from noon until 6 p.m. There will be ethnic foods including pirohi, halushki, and other Rusyn favorites. Also, great baked goods. There will be crafts, folk displays, raffles, demonstrations, children's activities. The Slaviani Folk Ensemble will be on at 3 p.m., and we will have musical entertainment by myself, Bob Barko, and Pailo Chekan at 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. If you remember coming last year, I think we did a pretty nice job. Come out and see us again. So if you would like some more information about the 33rd Annual Carpatha Rusyn Celebration at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church, 201 East Main Street in Uniontown, please call area code 724-438-6027. That's 724-438-6027.
Oh,
Just a reminder before we go that the CRS has a wonderful gift shop, which offers a huge variety of Russian items for sale. Visit our website, c-rs.org, to find our latest sales catalog, or call the Cultural Center at 412-567-3077 and leave us a message and we'll get a brochure sent out to you. If you want the best Russian items, Christmas is coming up, please give us a call at 412-567-3077 or get our brochure at this address, c-rs.org. Thank you for joining me today on the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Please join me again next Sunday right here on AM 73 WPIT at 2:30 p.m. online at WPITAM.com or archived on the Society's webpage, c-rs, for the best in Russian music. Trimajtesya krasna tujden, shaslivo. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, дуже сердечно вам дякуємо, що ви слухали нашу релацію. Думаємо, що я вам любив наш нічний програм. Pozivame vas slušati sledujušu nedjelju o 5:30 godini na stanici WPIT na frekvenciju 730. Trimajte se krasne i s Bogom!